new developments regarding Qatar and the Gulf states may be a first test of the changes to come in terms of Saudi foreign policy and the clout Saudi Arabia hopes to wield in the region. You'll recall, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have severed ties with their neighbor Qatar. They accuse the country of funding terrorism.
The nation of Qatar, unfortunately, has historically been a funder of terrorism at a very high level.
Donald Trump there speaking in words of support. The U.S. seems to want to back this approach to Qatar, but State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert wanted to know this week where the promised proof of all the terrorism accusations was.
Now that it's been more than 2 weeks since the embargo started, we are mystified that the Gulf states have not released to the public, nor to the Qataris, the details about the claims that they are making toward Qatar.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has said the U.S. is waiting to see if a list of demands presented to Qatar by the Gulf states is reasonable and actionable. Renda Sleem joins us from the Middle East Institute in Washington, D.C. Renda, welcome.
Pleasure to be with you, John.
Two issues. Number one, does there appear to be any sympathy for the Gulf states in terms of pushing back against this allegation towards Qatar and its alleged support of terrorism in Iran?
Look, there is right now we have a split inside the U.S. administration. On one hand, we see the White House taking a very tough line against Qatar. On the other hand, you see Secretary of State, you see also people at the Ministry, at the Defense Department, basically trying to say, you know, we have to resolve this. And on some, at some point also taking sides with Qatar against Saudi and UAE. However, what I see is that now everybody is adopting this line of let's push all these parties, the three of them, towards some kind of resolution. The Emir of Kuwait has been leading a mediation effort among them. And everybody now is trying to bring support to the mediation effort by Kuwait. There has been a similar row between the three countries in 2014. And at the time, it was also solved by the Emir of Kuwait. This time, it's a bit different because of the blockade. So far, the many times when these three countries had disputes, had conflicts, they get resolved, but never before a blockade has been imposed on Qatar by its neighbor.
What can the Emir do? Is it some special programming on Al Jazeera, calling on the Saudi government, saying they're the greatest government in the world that's going to turn things around here? It seems that the U.S. is hamstrung more even than the Qataris here. They've got a military base in Qatar. They really have no room to maneuver.
Correct. So far, our access and our use of the base has not been hampered by the role. Even at times when the president sided with the Saudis and the Emiratis against Qatar, we still were able to do the kind of operations out of this base in our fight against ISIS in Syria and Iraq, as well as in our fight against the Taliban in Afghanistan. Our use of the base and access to the base has not yet been affected by the position we have taken on this role. I think it all depends on what are the list of demands. There are rumors about these demands, one of which is, as you mentioned, the closure of Al Jazeera. It might be among the list. It's not confirmed yet. I think what needs to happen is that all parties have to make concessions. I think Qatar will be forced to make more concessions than the others, primarily because the decks are now stacked against Qatar, regionally and also internationally. I don't think it's going to lead to shutdown of Al Jazeera. That's too much, a huge concession to ask of Qatar and for Qatar to make. But I think there can be some arrangement on what kind of programs, you know, because what Qatar has been accused of is to use Al Jazeera to give a platform to the critics of the Saudi regime,
right,
to the critics,
right,
of the Emiratis.
Well, it's interesting. Maybe Al Jazeera will become an all-children's network for a couple of months. Renda Sleem joins us from the Middle East Institute in Washington, D.C. Thanks so much, Renda.
Good talking with you. Thank you.